that comes by inspiration. I can do less gonzo every day, but I've learned that abantu bagcina bengayithathi serious into uma beyinikezwa njalo. So uNkulunkulu in his form is God cannot be formed. He is God who is cannot be measured. Now we learn God by reading the word, listening to his prophets, apostles, teachers, pastors, everyone. We get, sometimes we learn him in nature just by relating. But there is always something that we don't know, because he is not dealing with us in that particular way. So that's why uNkulunkulu, he makes it a custom that people must meet every time in fellowship. Fellowship is a way of waiting for what God, like the Bible says, that some might have a prophecy, some might have a word. My curiosity with the things of the Spirit is guided by uba sober, just to be sober, because everyone in this world who gets off the clip, abe cult, abe denomination, abe fanatic, or abe nje backslider, he has or she has a certain opinion of God. Whatever, maybe discouraged whereby poverty, whatever thing, and maybe divorce, something that he thought religion is blessed or should bless, is taken away. Maybe he prays that another is some blessing, it doesn't come. And a bit discouraged. Because in his scope of who's God, what God should do, that was not what he expected. So that's why I always simplify things. Uguzabantu, when they come across these things, they must understand that God cannot be rounded off. And the way God dealt with John the Baptist, or the way God dealt with whosoever you know in the Bible, is not the way particularly it's going to deal with you, you know, because you are not the same people. And you're not living the same lives. You have your own challenges, calamities, problems, demons that are sent to you, the battles that you're fighting. So God, sometimes there is always a better way. And that's your way. What does that mean? When God wants to find you, he will find you the way you are, the way that you want to be found, the way that's in you. That's why you find other people struggle to get an encounter spiritually, they just to get the baptism of the Spirit or anything like that. Because they are taught that you have to be something else. You have to be like that woman who's running up and down in the church, screaming and doing whatever she does. You have to be like that person who always say we are fast, our praise or what. So that thing makes people now feel like uNkulunkulu is far, you know. It's God can only find you when you are at the position where He wants you to, where He wants you to be. And that position is a position where you can be found. Simple. And what makes it religion so enemy of God? It tells people to be something, somewhere, looking somehow to attract God. You know, I've been researching heavily about cults these days. The cults that in church history, like Jim Jones and all those cults where people, someone, a certain person will be charismatic and he will lead people until they listen only to him and until he leads them to a forest somewhere. And there he tells them to drink poison or whatever. I was researching all of them, these cults. And I found that the same spirit in denominations is the same spirit of cults. It's just that in denominations, it's mixed up with the Bible and the Holy Spirit and whatever else. But it's the same thing. It's to take people from what they are. That's why we have so much less success evangelism these days. We take evangelism, it's a cult. Maybe so what is to proselyte. We take that evangelism that denominations we still do, the membership evangelism. We take our churches to the streets. And then it's not successful. Because when you read the Bible, these people that were evangelizing in the Bible, even Jesus himself, he just went to people, you know what I mean? Went to a prostitute there, took seven demons. He was passing by the road. He was eating. And about Peter, he was living with those sinners. He was not a mfundisi there. He was not someone who enters the door in church later other than other people. He's this high person. No, he was just living. And he found the people. Wherever he was going. And that thing makes you find people being what they are. And to find someone being what he is, and you show him the light of God. And the true conviction happens there. Because God finds you. But the religion teaches you find God. You know, so the method of cults and denominations, they're going to make someone very important. And that someone is going to be like a most spiritual person among the people. And this spiritual person among the people will preach as though, unless you do what he says, so be like him, you are not close to God. And then people live wanting to be like this person. And then they never find God. Because God finds you the way you are. God doesn't want you injected anything from outside. God doesn't like that. God, inside of you, there is a treasure that's lost somewhere there. Buried under your emotions, buried under your previous head, buried under your biology, genealogy, track, whatever thing is there by election. And now when you, I give you a religion that something outside you has to illuminate you, then you find like the nonsense we have, these boys, abalandela uKhakho Philip all over the place, bashiya amakhaya abo, or you find those things because there is a great man of there, we should go to him. Now, these become the hard ways. There is no program of prayer are greater than these churches do. People are always on prayer programs. And these prayer programs, zila ma fastings. But you look at the nation, the Christian faith is failing. It's failing with angazi. That's why when inyanga and all these people coming out, they were arrogant. It's because they've seen what we are doing is too much fake. We teach people, like the Bible said, about Pharisees, they will make abantu carry heavy loads while they don't want to put a finger. We preachers, we have got the spirit of a fake that is coming from these denominations. And this spirit of fake comes because when people find that they've been cheated by these denominations, they run out to cheat somebody else. That's why you can never trust these denominational people, Abba Pumela Payana, start their own ministries, because it's just continuing the same thing. Now, poison, what is the poison in this thing? It's because they find God. God hates someone who thinks he's going to find him. God finds you. And when he finds you, he enjoys the element of surprise. He enjoys the fact that the way he finds you, you will owe it a tribute to him for the rest of your life, that I could not have done anything where I was. That's why the difference between imbuzi nemvu or inekush is that when imbuzi stays in the cliffs, there in the mountains, climbing in very scary places alone to get some leaves, whatever, never gets lost. Where in my house there, they don't even put them in the chalice strat in there, day and night. They started now because people are starting to steal them. But imbuzi were being a voracious bite, goes all over. But a sheep, when a sheep is in the forest, is lost, he cannot save himself. That's why when they cross the road, once one cross, they all cross, even if a car is coming. So a sheep is the dumbest, most sensitive intelligence of saving himself animal. And God has called us sheep. He has called us lambs, that and when he wants to find us, he wants to find us seeing the attitude of that lamb. That's why it doesn't know, even you kill it, it doesn't cry. To preach to us that this is a helpless animal. Now, religion is teaching you be very busy. You want to translate money and strategies and education, acquire public courage and prayers that are invested in this thing, all these things. Then you say, let's put it in a scale. How effective is it? This thing. What does it produce? All these churches are full up, and there's youth, there's everything, but you don't see anyone who's running around the street, burning by fire, crying tears, telling people that Jesus is coming, and people, like, there is a revival, the river I was telling you about, yes, in Wales. There is one afternoon where there was a great revival. One guy stood up close to the railroads, and he sang a song, I don't know, Amazing Grace or what. He sang that song until he cried, shouting, crying. People came out of a tavern. People came out of a shipping. They came out. There was a prayer meeting that started there. People were converted. Because it disturbed the system of religion. Now, churches, they have this formal thing, which I hate, where people must be told by a pastor that they must be there, Galeskati. They must be told, they must be there. And then this religion custom makes people, the church machine, they never do anything other than the church that told them. They never pray any longer than the church told them. And whatever, because there is no encounter. So God hates that. Because God has to start somewhere with you. God doesn't start with prayer. It does start with prayer, but prayer is from somewhere. Before prayer, there has to be an encounter. An encounter is like when you meet your future wife and say, on that particular day, that's when I met this girl. And she impressed me more than every woman I've ever met. The encounter is that time when the beat goes off. And that's the most important time, because you can pray for an encounter, but you can never pray effectively unless the encounter has come. We are taught today that God is in the Bible, which is true. God is in this fivefold ministry, which is true. There is a message, which is true. There is preaching, which is true. But those things will never produce an independent, spiritual-led, dynamite-filled, firebrand, holy-living, productive, soul-winning Christian. That's why you go to a church, you find the spirit of the church. If the church is lazy because the pastor is lazy, everybody's going to be lazy. If the church is got sins because the pastor's got sins, everybody's going to have sins. If they secret sins, everybody's going to have secret sins. But to dine with that spirit there. So an encounter helps you to break into enga pagati kuwe. God must come discover it. A preacher will do his job. A preacher will sow the word. He's going to do his job. He's going to pray for you. But an encounter takes you to meet God. And you have to find a way where God can meet you. And that place has been the place that God has allocated for you to be met. And this should be your life prayer, life zeal, that God, I'm just nobody. All what I know is been placed in me by your grace, but until you find in me whatever that's there that will just beam out and that will live in me and I will be fulfilled. You read in the Bible, all these people we talk about, Abanye, they didn't even have a Bible. Like, oh, Job didn't have a Bible. He didn't have nothing. Abraham didn't have a Bible. Abel didn't have a Bible. He had an encounter. Yeah, that there has to be someone worshipped, and my parents tell me it's God, and now I have to bring something to him. And then God met him with a revelation that a blood sacrifice will be for your redemption. And then he brought that blood sacrifice. And then his sacrifice was accepted. So it's no one in the Bible just joined his own door and then followed along and started to pray for Mshat or pray for things, pray for careers, just by the fact of which now I'm believing this type of doctrine. That makes this kind of productiveness people that you are ngamthatha lo muntu after 10 years ekhonze inkonzo ngamoya umthathe uyombeka eLondon afike eLondon nje anga inspire nobody umthathe umfake phakathi kwezone eres whatever ahlala khona and nothing starts because he is religiously accustomed. He must have something, a setup. He must have umfundisi set him up something. That's why in these schools, when churches they started to see, okay, SEO, they build their own SEOs in schools, like the campus impact, whatever thing there's is gone. They to steal youth that inga belong SEO, but when we capture it, it's like a material. So the people, that's those spirits. Everywhere a person goes, he brings his religion. And this thing is so evil because it produces people who are just dead. You find a person is doing the same thing he was doing last year, which is nothing. A person who says, Musha, Upelunyaga, never even won a soul. He never even inspired the people. He never even did nothing because this person is accustomed in some religious philosophy where a man must tell him what to do or a doctrine must tell him what to do. He will never do anything unless he's told. If he goes to the statue or to the speed or when a Friday youth and this religion thing, there is grilled on people, and people there, they remember umuntu ubumba, umuntu is udongwe, umuntu will take shape of whatever you put him on. That's why uNkulunkulu, when he's talking about people as a group, he calls them water. He says the beast was sitting on many waters. So, which were people. And these people were different languages, but they're having one influence, which was in that instance of the catalog system, which was suppressing these people. About when they are a group, they become so dumb. When you're talking to someone one-on-one, you can IQ, you can see this person is far clever than you. But once you are mapam kwakhe, you are submissive to whatever foolishness you say to the person because you are elevated. Now, when people go to these religious centers, that's where they are dragged and dragged and become these religious soups. So I'm still saying this thing with people, when they are like water, water takes the shape of every container. And uNkulunkulu cannot work with those people which have been made a shape. He cannot work with them. Go in church history. God has never worked with anything that is making shape. You know, these churches that are old, the Pentecostal churches that are old, which were surprised by the move of the charismatics movement, which was the last revival. Those charismatic revival came so informally. It's just a bunch of people like hippies. They went out there and they prayed. And when they do those things, they break because these spirits of these national spirits, or whatever you call it, or religious spirits, which form people to a shape. They work for the devil to make people balale like ikukuzalam tutu in certain shapes so that the devils can live along and make them like that. So if they can be Catholic there, they can be this. So God wants just one person who's just going to be not belonging in all these things, who's just going to go and sleep with everyone, pray with anyone, and wait for God. That's the only time God can work. You can ask yourself, people like T.D. Jakes, these people like Clifford Dollars, all these people today about to be banjoed by the spirits of Hollywood. They were God's best chance. That's why they got attention of the people. But because about you could see with these people are different, like they are not religious. And God used them. But they allowed Hollywood to take over. God left them. Which Hollywood is another form of religion anyway. So God is looking for someone very, very free. Very, very, independent in the spirit and in the mind. I mean, I'm a very scrutinizing person. Like if people I met Abazalwane here in 2007 who were with this religion and all that, and then Abanya, I met them in 2003, and what really hurt me the most is to know that these people have been in South Africa. This religion has been in South Africa since 1965. This religion has been here and it's been calling itself a bride, calling itself the only people going to heaven since 1965. This religion has been having this great prophet who has performed more miracles than anybody else since 1965. I never heard of these people until I saw a vision 2003. I hated it. Really, my spirit boiled. You would say, the religion can make you open something that's the answer to the world, but it will lock in a prison somewhere of such righteousness, and you start to preach that you are the only right person, and in violently not there, while sinners are passing just by your doors. And then, the more you are religious like that, is the more you feel like we are better, the world is getting worse. Can't you are getting worse. What will make God, a person like me who was a researcher, reading, I used to go in Christian Center and take every DVD. Every DVD. Every DVD. And Kelvin Kuhlman. And stay the whole night. A man that has been used by God. I've never... Sisela, we talked about miracles. We talked about... Like, that's what moved South Africa. Like, from Obabu Peng. Now, you ask yourself... Why God doesn't use these people? It's because they received something that is tangible from God, but they took it by a religious hand. I can make you religiously believe anything. Religiously, I can make you think we are the best. We are far better than everybody on this earth. Religiously, I can make you think your church is the most holy church. And I can make you believe that while me myself is telling you that I'm struggling with my sins. But I can create that atmosphere religiously. Churches die when they create a holier than thou environment in the world where they're supposed to be saving other people. So religion is very dangerous because it makes people clamp in. It makes people, but they clamp in. They put down, they put down the amakuba. They stand there, and they defend this ideology for the rest of their life. Nothing wrong with that, but that's not what is to live a life of faith is. So my always danger, I always warn people, especially people like you who have so much information. It's very easy for you people to die spiritually and never come where you encounter God in the measure that the Bible wants you to encounter him, but you'll be drained by this philosophy of what you believe, and you become dead. That's why I always warn people that no matter we have doctrines, no matter we have what, God needs us active here. And God is not brought us here to advertise a local church. God has not brought us here to advertise a prophet. God has not brought us here to advertise an evangelist. He didn't bring us here to advertise a doctrine. He wants something in us to become a place. Something in us must live. Something must come out of us. And I'm getting more scared. You know, so I figure when I was born again, I was not even born again, I was just saved. And I came a tertiary here, a technicon, and I was 6 months saved. Yeah, almost 6 months saved. 2001, if I'm not mistaken. Then we started, I just stayed in my character, and I love people. I never prayed alone. I never cared about that. Then somebody came and asked to stay with me, and I'll just pray for 5 minutes with that person. My life of giving, when eating with people, made people come to my room, games, because I had a pastor, I had a laptop, a computer. I was making them watch movies, and I just asked them to pray for 5 minutes every time. In 6 months, that thing was like a big prayer meeting, casting devils. A big thing came out of that. There was no form, there was no direction. But God found people that were so free of religion, so free of condemnation, so free of judging other people, so free that he could use them. And I've been tracing these things, and every time people move from that spot, they start to judge everything else that's not like their church. They never look at their church and if it's dying or not. That's the most dangerous thing, is to try to serve God in a way that God is not interested in you to serve him, which is the richest way. I just want to read a verse which is found in 1 Kings. I'm begging you people, the level that you have heard the truth now might either kill you or promote you. When you have heard too much of the truth, and you don't find an encounter, that truth will kill you. You will live for the rest of your life let me read this verse. It's found in 1 Kings. It's 1 Kings chapter 17. We are lacking something, Bazala. We need to find something. Abanda Basha, they must find this encounter before irreligion locks them down. There is three things that lock people down. The religion, marriage, it's retirement. Those things, they lock people. Religion comes with the spirit of you have found religion, you are ready to go to heaven, or you are ready to die. You've done all, serve God, you'll be his child. That's a religion. You find a church somewhere. If that church is very small, because you know each other, so you become this big family. If you are big, you are big in a big conference, then it becomes a death certificate. So you have found religion, I'm ready to die. As long as I'm ready to die, I found religion. Marriage, what is dangerous about marriage? Marriage is just a blessing that you'll start to have children, start to have a family, you are forced to work for your children, all that stuff. Build a home. So okay, it locks you down in that way. I know it's got other benefits, but I'm talking in that way, that there's other freedoms that you don't have. Then retirement now. That at 60 years, you are ready. You must go home and wait to die. Now, religion is in that line. It's in that line. And have you ever asked yourself, would you maybe the greatest thing that you have to be is not yet happened? I'm always inspired by these people who got the Holy Spirit at very late ages. The people who got a breakthrough in very late ages. Those people usually achieve more, because by the time that your ingqondo is telling you that you are prepared for your going home or dying, when that's when you are getting your degree from heaven. So it philosophy of measuring impilo yabantu, which okay, after 50 you must just let nothing of you. When that's where you are starting. That's why I always advise people, you say, when you at 50, that's when you must do your maybe your law degree or something. Just or do your music degree. So something that you're gonna graduate soon at 55 and start a career that you're gonna do when you are retired. Because your mind, the people, you ask yourself why. Muta. Somebody's touched the phone there. Who is that? Mutable. Don't do such things. So, because the human psychology, has to be told something. As we came here, we are told to go to school. When you actually look at what the school is teaching us, it's just a daycare. There is nothing school teaches us. Okay, it can teach you to write. It can teach you to those humanitarian things, Inji. You see, maybe maths here and there, but the most successful people in this world are not successful because of school. The people that went to school, they become servants for the people who are successful. You go anywhere. It's not the person who designed Hollywood, they were not in school, but they have to employ someone who have started video editing to be a servant. So you but there has to be a system of school that so that people can be governed. But it's a system that is designed, like in South Africa, it's designed to make people very, very useless. In South Africa, whatever you have learned, you probably won't do anything about it unless you get employed. A person who comes with an electrical engineering certificate, you find that that person cannot do anything electrical. In China, in Ghana, like a preschool, they already trying to learn how to program a robot. Something that we hear, we funa kutichika systems uswenzi second year. I remember there was a Chinaman here, a person who was a businessman. He had a shop, a pawn shop, and he was making his own lama alarms, these house alarms and car alarms. So he advertised them there in those days. And I asked him, I said, where do you get? He said, no, I make them. I said, you make alarms? Yeah, he said, I design and make them. I said, are you an electronic engineer? No. This thing we learn like, we curriculum, I said, China, just have food, have sun, seven. It's just everybody knows this. So it's, but the system doesn't want to do that because if you empower, Africans must never be empowered. It's a ideology from Europe and America. They must always be dependent so that they will be slaves of whatever system that's there. It's just the commercial thing that's there, and you never fight it. You will have to really have big guns to fight it. So religion and school and all these sectors have to create national spirits to make people dumb so that certain nations benefit from those countries. And if a revolution starts, what is a revolution? The revolution is people are carefree, who don't care, economy goes down, who don't care, whatever. If the nation bends, as long as these structures are brought down. If that comes, then there will be war or anything like that. But that's the only way these things can be disturbed. So, okay, people, because these schools and these systems, they create comfort zones for these people to depend on these things. Like you see now, they force you to have some credit. They force you to have, I remember now, I've made my life mission to pay every debt. That's why I'm not buying a new car. I'm paying every debt because I'm almost 45. I have to start to do some investment of some sort before I retire. So I'm paying every debt. I'm not buying a new car. I'm fixing these old ones. And there's three debts now that have been paid off from these other companies I took load from, and almost all others are finishing next year. You cannot understand how many applications. I'm getting calls every day, SMS have gone, Baba's car can't 250,000. They see there's a system that tracks that this person now, whom we list here to off the middle class, he has to be a debt slave. That's why they always, if you're a first-time house buyer, they always encourage you so that you have a bond, because the bond system is one of another things of enslaving people. Because bond people never have anything. You come to these houses here, you are told that if you buy a house, a bond, you are clever, but they even use your life cover to say thank you. They use your life cover to cover for that bond. But go around all these houses here in the suburbs here and look, anyone here who has been here for 50 years or 100 years. I can take you to Sakamthetho, you can find someone who's been there. Here you won't find. Your next door house has got a board written for sale. Leno Itengile yourself was written for sale. And you find that somebody stayed here 5 years. So they are never your houses. The system is designed there that you think it's your house, but it's not your house. It belongs to the government. It's the bank owned. It will always be bank owned. And even if you pay it off, you'll always pay rates, which is around 5,000 every month. It might as well. That's just another money for you. It's just like renting anyway. So it's the system that is designed to, that means if I pay and, as they always say, that you buy a house, got 2 million, pay 20 years, and you buy a car, 2 million, pay in 5 years. So, because the house, that's where they rip you off. So, it's governing the people. You live in this house, which is not yours, which is belongs to the bank, and you pay it for almost half of your life if you're going to live that long. Now, this person who is a breadwinner, who's the only one working, he dies, and then the what they call the life cover will settle the debt. Then who's going to pay these rates for the rest of this house being around here? There's no breadwinner here. So children, whoever is going to be here, will decide to sell this thing. So it will be somebody else's house. See? So it will never be your house. So people are made to come to cities and made to think they have houses and made to think they have a property, which is not their property. You know, it's because this civilization, which is controlled by politicians and the devil himself, it has to run people like that. So that those things, they make people sleep and comfortable, it's a safe way in this position. Those spirits are the same spirits that work in the religion. Same spirits that make people look at a pope and associate him with God and give him money in the whole world and make him build hospitals, and they think they're in the right church. So why? It's because they never seek for an encounter. Have you ever had someone ask you, I read a book, because there's a system in the world. There are books that are teaching what I'm saying now. And there's trackers, agents that are going all around getting those books out of people's eyes. Books that are telling how the worlds are being run. So, because it makes people chaotic. So, okay, even in religion, God is not served by people finding him. He's served by people that he has found. And he has told them what to do. And God's encounter will never, your prayer or your service to God or whatever it is, exploring God, will never be more than the encounter, the measure of the encounter. Okay, before we read this verse, it was often to John 17, verse 3. John 17, verse 3. Read it. My guess will, if you call it. In English, it says, and this is eternal life, that they may know him, know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Eternal life is that you might know Jesus Christ. And it doesn't say that you'll be taught him. Teaching part and all these other things, we are just preparing you to your encounter. We are not going to give you an encounter. We are preparing you where one day you meet God, which is going to be God meeting you. But you know, we are pushing you by a true doctrine and everything else to go to a location somewhere. Now, if all these things, you have got a church that's a retirement center, that, oh, God, thank goodness, I've found religion. Now I know what the true baptism and all these things. And that doesn't create in you a desperation. Uponke. Utuponke. When he was hunting Zingelunkulunkulu all Africa, he was told about a man in South Africa who had God. He said he had this desperation to meet this man. That man was Nicholas Bing. He says, finally, when he reached South Africa, he wanted to get an impartation from this man. He says he was very disappointed by the preachings that this man was preaching. He was preaching goodbye sermons. He was preaching sermons like, I've done it all. He says this man He has only traveled the world through assembles, networks, and whatever else. But a level of power that was in him has not reached the global platform that is bigger than assembles or all the other platforms. But yeah, now he thought he's going to meet a man who was still burning with, let's reach the world. He's reaching a man who's just praising the past. And he's meeting him on a vision, you can see Africa yonke to be saved. He's meeting a man, Okuluma, like everything has been done. Even though he prayed for him, but he was disappointed with the man. And that happens all the time. Once Walalum Fundisi, who thinks he has finished, that person might kill you. Because this person is the greatest thing you've ever seen. And this person is speaking as though what he has done is all. And when you might never know that we are not started. You might ride along with this religion and then you just conform. And that's the pain I'm feeling amongst young men that I'm exposed to. That's the pain I'm feeling amongst young men which I hope they're gonna find the power of God, find visions, come out with something else. They are settling down. They are fixing their careers. They are getting married, others. They are starting worry about their wives and whatever, which is right. But I'm asking myself, is this all going to be left? Where are people who are ready to sacrifice everything to find the Holy Ghost? Where are people who will find visions and an encounter that tells them that they should not work, they were not called to work, but to be full-time in the ministry? Where are people who are starting afresh? They are relying that we are safe. They don't know that that's a hard way. The easy way, let God find something in you. Get a position and God to prepare you. You have not done anything. You know, you don't have to be like William Branham or whoever or Skaka. No. But there's something in you that is so great that has been not. I got 2 years for yet. And you have already put your guards down and say, I found religion, I found everything I need, but you have not started. I remember there was a young man, the young man does not even work, but he's in the level of tertiary. He came to me, I think I shumele something about indoda impotho wrong or blah 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 blah. I forgot that sermon. This young man came to me. He's saying he wants to get married, he's looking for a sister, I must pray for him. This person is not baptized by the Holy Spirit yet. He has not even discovered his ministry yet. He has not even been used by God yet. He doesn't even have money. But he's already having a mindset to settle down, start a family. Because in his mind, whatever that he has seen, Brother Freya, Wabuskaka, and whatever, these people are so great that I can do. There is nothing greater than what you will ever do. That's inside of you, buried there. I'm telling you, if you all your life, you have never raised a dead person in your life, you have never cast a demon all your life, you have never did miracles in your life, and you call yourself or you are Let's not be deceived by the fact ukuthi criticize abantu who are false prophets when they do miracles by thinking that Tina, we are going to get away with not doing miracles. Ndiyakulu, let me tell you something. If faith of uvusistumbu, if faith were not uvusa ngayistumbu, izwe kahle ndingisho. Faith of raising a dead person, wena muntu who raise a dead person, has to be multiplied maybe a million times to equal a faith ye rapture. I want you to hear that. If faith of raising a dead person, we have to multiply that million times, that's the faith you will have to just be caught up. It will not be the power of God like I'm aliens. It will be your faith. The same faith Peter had to walk on the water. You can walk on the water yourself. You can have faith to do anything. Ungangena emanzini lapho uhlale for 5 days, uphefumule under the water and come out. All these things inyanga ezenza, you can do it. If you can know what's in you. But because we are battling with this religion, cult, denominational, school associated with fitting within the norms of society, Christianity, no matter if told something a truth, it will always die in those lanes. When do you get persecution as a church or as a man of God? You don't get persecution about mainly it was show you. You get persecution when you start to live a life or develop a life that's possible for people to live freely without depending to a medical aid or to a psychiatrist or to a politician or to a bank. You start to affect those centers, then you start persecution. So, the better way is what God finds in you. And if God doesn't find that in you, whatever you find from abanye abantu are not a better way if they are not leading you to you. Prayer, if we have found a better way to pray, it will be a way where you come into yourself and open the rivers and wells inside of you and let them bubble and let them come out. And that thing, as long as it's bubbling, that's how, as long as you're going to pray, it's going to be found in you there. It's not something you go and uvusa abantu bezela uthi abahlala 6 to 6 bengathandi and those people. No, they must find an encounter. And that encounter, kuzovukela lama vessels in all of them, and they don't want to go home. Not religiously, something is open inside of them. And that's what we are trying to lead people to. It's not, okay, ufundisa. So, okay, please, Badraba Nkulunkulu, God is blessing you, some of you. God is growing some of you. This is the time where you must think like someone who has not really got anything and start have things that you need God to use you by. You know, unkosikazi kaHoly Spirit Worth nje kuthiwa ingane yafika inezinyo elibolile elinesibungu. Usputhe his wife get there this rule ukuthi abawasebenzisa amaphilisi. Yathi ingane ayiye esikolweni ivuvukele, wathi udakiwe. Uma unkosikazi Spirit Worth wayirafu-ke, she was just this rough woman. Kuthiwa mdonsa wambeka phezu tafula, mshaya ngenkunzi empama, laqhasha izinyo together nesibungu leso, laphila silahila same time, wathi go to school. Where are mothers like that today? People are getting accustomed to be civilized. Women today, when a child is sick and you start to speak about divine healing, kubangathi you don't have love for your children. People have backslidden to a level where they just, besides the fact that by will win, there's nothing else this religion gives them that the world cannot give them first. They get happiness from the world. They get joy from movies, whatever. They get whatever from TikTok. That's where they spend their time. They get their healing from doctors. They get everything. To a level where people are not expecting a miracle no more. That's why I'm praying God to destroy this religion that we have built and give people encounters and give preachers encounters. Like, how are you going to preach Uband, even at the end of the day, we end up to go to Umtualo? People can see that, okay, equaling is a burden on this person. This person is not enjoying this thing. Manga tu anje, wah, stop it. And I yet, it's no encounter. Put in WhatsApp and name, whatever. Listen to us as kakan. And then that 30 minutes crash of preparing for a sermon. And I'm off it. There is no encounter where I'm waiting for God. I remember there was a young man in church history. I don't think it's David Branham. It's not David Branham. This young man, they say, he was a prayer warrior, and he used to come before Shumayele. He will kneel down in front of the church and pray for 3 hours or 2 hours or an hour. Praying. Uba very tired as before. But he will never just get there, Shumayele. He will wait there and pray and pray. And Abanba Tanda is a lean way. And then his sermon will start just wherever where he feels the message is right. But today we've got this microwave thing where we just go. No mung has a verse. No mung has a test. If you don't have an encounter with your sermon, Upranam Jewaiza. I remember there's a sermon where Abu he pair pal a cigarette and the air was in here. Then his slogan sepe pasa city and has the smoke, best taste, whatever. What a cruel thing. About today in the bulla about because the cats of a pale best taste, best smoke. Then what am I going to go back and read it again? He went back and read it again. And suddenly an encounter hit him. But no. The same advert by 7 for a smoke. Then let me tell them that no, it's the Holy Spirit that can do that. As a result, there's a sermon like that. You can see umuntu who has an encounter. You should make it sermon. That's why I mean I never preach one sermon again. I never do that. I don't say I will never do it. But I never have title because I want an encounter. So, people have are dragged by this cult system and they are no longer. Sometimes demons will come to your life and trouble you because you are not. We are not an encounter that's coming as a bomb. You know, I remember ngihamba la imola, there was a white umkhulu nje omlungu. Ehamba nje qoka isikhindi uyahamba la corridor lana. Uthi Jesus saves. Jesus saves people. You know, I felt so ashamed. The impact he was making. Just saying that ehamba u corridor ekhohlwa by all this abazombonga kanjani abantu glorifying Jesus like that just in the mall court. I said, Jesus, please, mina ngifaka isifonyo la, I'm minding my celebrity status, I'm walking with sinners and drunkards, and there is a man just passing here, and that thing is what encounter produces. I produce abantu abazotinqutela and will tell a young man. Not a young man with an encounter. Young man to encounter a workshop, who's a mall, whom a person going through. I don't know, we speak as a cheap, no matter what. He's all in the keyboard. I'm talking about a person with an encounter. And it's nonsense. Everyone, Funa Sam EO9, Ufuna Sam Chorus Lead, I like to be Lalanab. They don't have an encounter. An encounter is something that cannot be stopped because it's from inside you. It cannot be stopped. It's an encounter. You see, it has to bubble. So read Josas Vale. I hope messages are cross. I'm grieving. Holy Spirit is crying. When a spiritual death, they talk about plans and politics and stuff. And people about it, you doubt even they have the Holy Spirit. But they're already talking about those things. First Kings 17, verse 4. Full answers. First Kings 17, verse 4. It's a lesson he's saying. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. Verse 9, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. He was an encounter on Kulunkulu, and he got that there are places where he should be, and in those places, God has already prepared everything. Have you ever come across that? Is your life packaged by religion, or does it have a spiritual destiny which God has prepared himself for you? I want you to think on that. I want you to start to think very broad. Some of you here don't even never fell go England, be my missionary. Some of you have to not to be in South Africa. But until they find that place, lapho they encounter uNkulunkulu, they will die. And bazalwane ebhlungu, another man yazi ukuthi God works with a replacement system. That's why Nkulunkulu always uses people who are desperate, losers, kicked out, because God is always desperate. So his laborers are few. So if you didn't stretch yourself enough and hunger yourself enough, you'll die in your miserable life somewhere there serving your religion, and you'll never start anything. And you think you live the will of God. No, you ran away from the will of God. Because God expands. But it expands from inside out. So ask yourself, would positionally, are you being organized by God? Are you really found his baptism of the Holy Spirit and found his encounter personally? May God be with you as you meditate on that. Why in detail this is the always a better way? It's because it's your way. It's something that works with you. Today, I mean, I've got people, because of the encounter I got of this commission, people all over the world, all over the country, analyze, I had people about TV, they were in my house, who didn't like that thing, and they came to interview me or something like that. Because when there is an encounter, people must be curious. It must have an impact in their life. A Bible must be negative, a Bible must be positive, but it must be curious. It can never be stopped. And now you have your encounter that you have to find. You would just enjoy the cleaning, so enjoy what is going to happen. And if you have already have a round of the mind, you would be the host and your wife, you stay there, and then man and belong at local church until you die. Then my goodness, you have found a religion. You are umzukulwama pranamites. We are just arrived in another cult. God will find somebody somewhere. You know, I was watching Jericho. But yesterday, after Google found the message, I'm guilty. Because I saw Betanda as a son, maybe Prophet Anabelwa. And when you ask me, what you know, with see, Uman Lala, I'll get a bantu from these people to continue. Because these people, as much as Liandabina Matimoni, Patabana Mashoni, number one, number two, but ready to go anywhere. And God always wants people. As He found me in 2001, Gina 1 year in Sindisi, or 6 months in Sindisi, and gave me a message, young Chelsea, even show NJ's toilet, one child about decline a manje, but Jone America is never going to use them again. They are just rounding it off. That's their climax. Why would you tell me? Why would you tell me in the first year? Because I was the only honest person who could do anything. I didn't pray. So you will meet your, and God will find someone else. That's why people understand about which CKJP. Because they, if Babe Fone and counting a lot of one, God was gonna tell them. But they didn't get it. God went outside. And in a fear pathway to right now, we are starting to be a religion. God's going to go outside. People are starting to fast or pray. Now we pray or something like that. Starting to be routines. There is going to be, and I'm not worried about those routines. They should be there. They are church order. But I'm worried about the youth. The hunger is gone. And I've demonstrated, you know, which you can hunger and be a, and be fiery while you are career obligated. You can be a res, you can be a lab as a scholar and be led by the spirit and pray in the spirit and win souls in that lab. So I'm warning you, if you don't really seek for the grace of God to take you to places where it's easy to call, you will fail. I'm telling you, you will fail. You will backslide and you will continue being in church but backsliding. Baba, for this message, we hope it has touched people. We hope it's not condemning. But Kulunkulu, there is something that's evil that Satan wants to use. It's a religious cycle of rotation where people, if it's about prayer meetings in their own homes, they wait until the Sunday. They can't even influence the neighbor. They can't even influence a colleague at work about their religion. So, Father, they wait until it's said, do it. There's a demon there, Father. I pray and bless them by the grace of God. Because we are maybe we'll start to say Gomanya Mazwe and we are no longer gonna be here. And then Basale Bepegaban. So may you inspire them by faith, inspire them by grace to think, take an inventory, and start to hunger like a young child. By booking people like a dream world. Like that's what makes a child angene a store of summer toys. With Abogo Popa, with great, is because it's got this imagination, because it's got a lot of in front of him, and we lose that. But the gospel is supposed to bring it, but we usually lose it because of religion. Now, Kulunkulu, give access to abandon Abako to seek for God. Now, America is a bit well, but of course, all these people, it's going to be nothing compared to when they abandon Abako here. They're going to do the unthinkable. So, Father, I bless them that may you raise them. Let them have a journey together, to have a path to seek for God. In Jesus Christ's name, the church said, Amen.